DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals, going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores, or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
And head out right now to the SDCCU fan hotline. Had an opportunity to visit with this gentleman a little bit on Friday night, and I know he was monitoring the series all weekend long between the Padres and Dodgers. Longtime national baseball writer, now with Bleacher Report, Scott Miller joins us. Scotty, welcome. How are you?
Real good, Coach. Happy Monday morning to you. Monday mornings, by the way, come with a little more pep in your step after a game like yesterday, huh?
There's no question about that. It's a lot better than walking in here 0-3. My hamstrings would be quivering. I'd be mentally fatigued, and I'd have to pull up my bootstraps to get ready for the Mets coming to town tonight.
Yeah, no question. You know, I was thinking about it, a couple things on that game yesterday and on Renfro's grand slam. You know, we talk so much about you know, the Padres taking baby steps and the start of what should be and people around town hope to be and expect with Machado and guys like that here to be the northward arc of the Padres, that this is the group that finally, eventually is going to get to the playoffs this year, next year, you know, sometime soon, going to be a force in the National League. And I was thinking about, you know, that was a signature moment yesterday, Renfro's grand slam. Whether the Padres get to the playoffs by chance this year, you know, wild card, whatever, next year, people are going to look back when the Padres, if they get to where they think they can get, and all indications continue to point they will, and if they do that, people are going to look back to yesterday as one of those milestone moments along the journey. I mean, you know, that it was such a, you know, for locals at least, you know, not necessarily for the Dodgers, but for locals, such a, you know, one of those spine tingling moments that the best moments in baseball can become.
You know, Scott, we had a gentleman call in from Carlsbad a little while ago, and he said that, you know, his six-year-old son now is, you know, really into the Padres. He's learning, you know, he knows the starting lineup, knows the guys on the bench. And I think we could say that about a lot of families right now. A lot of people are really invigorated and re-engaged in Padre baseball because of this youth and the way these guys, they're just not going out there and playing. They're going out there and playing and showing everybody that they're having fun playing the game.
Well, that's the thing. And obviously some wins along the way help. You know, it's been a rough patch. I mean, you know, this is what, the first time the Padres had a winning record on May 6th since, in what, like 8 or 9 years, something like that. I mean, the last several years, you know, the season was essentially done by the end of April.
Right.
And that makes for a really, really long summer. And, I, you know, I still say, you know, who knows what's going to happen this season, whether they stun everybody and win the division, whether they claim a wild card spot, or whether they fall just short. You know, I mean, any of that could happen. But this team is a lot more interesting to watch than the past many seasons of Padre teams. I mean, you know, you watch them every night, I know, Coach, and even if it's in the losses or what you would otherwise consider maybe a humdrum game, every night, just look at Machado and when Tatis was playing, one of those two were making basically a highlight reel play defensively each night. So even if, like I say, even if it's just a boring old, you know, 7-2 loss, within that comes some play from Machado, Tatis, that you're like, wow, you know? And that's what's been missing here for the last many years. I mean, look, 30 teams don't win every year. But if a team has some talent, not just home run hitters, but guys that can go get the ball, you know, there's a whole lot of fun that can be had watching baseball on various levels, and watching guys pick at the field is one of them.
Scott Miller, Bleacher Report, joining us on our SDCCU fan hotline. Scott, even for you to talk about, hey, I don't know if the Padres can win the division this year, think about how far they've come just for a guy like you, a guy that covers all the Major League Baseball, to even encompass that in a sentence.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you know, and yeah, again, I mean, you know, I've always joked, you know, people, you know, I'll go off and, you know, wherever I'm at, you know, New York, or I'm, you know, whether it's a regular season all-star game or, you know, covering the postseason, you know, whenever San Diego comes out, you know, for years, my running joke has always been, you know, I've lived here now closing in on 20 years, and I'm always gone the entire month of October. My running joke to other baseball writers, whatever, they mention the Padres, I'm like, yeah, I just hope one of these years, like, my goal is, it'd be great if I could sleep in my own bed one night in the month of October, you know, translation being, right, the Padres would have a home playoff game. I think we're getting closer to that. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, it's part of the fun in baseball is the journey. I mean, 162 games. I always say it's like reading a really good book where, you know, each game is like a chapter, you know, and it leads toward the conclusion. And, you know, not everybody watches 162, but, you know, if you miss a game, you need to go back and see what happened. And, you know, this is so far, boy, I mean, in 6 weeks or whatever the season's been, I mean, I feel like we've actually, put it this way, for the first time in several years, I mean, we've actually got an honest-to-goodness major league product on the field right now. And, you know, the past 4 or 5 years especially, or 6 or 7, you know, you couldn't always say that. It was, you know, sometimes like a tryout camp, you know, running minor leaguers, you know, up, seeing if they could play, whatever. But, you know, all that talk about the Padres, you know, having the number one ranked farm system the last couple of years in the game, you know, we're at the very edge of beginning to see that pay off. And, you know, it's been really entertaining so far this year.
Hey, Scotty, I want to jump around here in the last few minutes that we have, and I want to start in the American League East. I know the Yankees have had all kinds of problems. They're 2 games back right now of Tampa Bay, but I want you to give me your thoughts on Tampa Bay. Kevin Cash done a good job down there. They had a great season a year ago. The problem is they're playing the American League East, but right now Tampa Bay is 21-12. I mean, playing out-of-sight baseball.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, you know, the Chris Archer trade with Pittsburgh last year, they absolutely picked the Pirates' pockets. Huh. I mean, you know, Tyler Glasnow has had a fantastic year on the mound so far. Austin Meadows, before he went on the injured list, was really hitting the ball. You know, those two have really helped this year. You know, Blake Snell coming off the Cy Young season, you know, he hasn't even really gotten going yet. As you mentioned, Tampa Bay, you know, I'm just looking at the standings right now. They're, I think, well, they're tied with Minnesota for the best record in baseball at 21-12, 636 winning percentage. Tied with the Twins' best record in baseball. And, you know, they've got the Cy Young winner, Blake Snell, going tonight, and he's only 2-3 with a 4.31 ERA. So he hasn't even come close to what he did last year. And they still have one of the two best records in baseball. And, you know, Tommy Pham, the outfielder they acquired from St. Louis, they've got a lot of good things. A lot of people haven't heard of so many of these Tampa Bay players, but yeah, they're legit, and we may well be seeing them in October.
You know, you mentioned the Minnesota Twins. They're winning the Central right now. They got a two-game lead over the Cleveland Indians. Rocco Baldelli got a lot of good young talent on that team.
Yeah, he does. The Twins, from Max Kepler to, Polanco at shortstop. They made a couple nice moves over the winter, free agent-wise. Nelson Cruz they added to DH. And Marwin Gonzalez, the old super, I don't want to say super utility man for Houston, because he was always starting, but he's almost like a utility man who starts. Gonzalez is so versatile. He can play third base, second base, outfield. Move him around. He hits. He catches the ball. I thought Gonzalez should have garnered way more interest than he did on the free agent market, especially in this day and age where every team has to have so many pitchers on the roster that they all have short benches. And Gonzalez, he's like having two or three different players because of all the positions he can play. But, Byron Buxton is actually hitting a little bit this year. He's 263, and he's as good a center fielder as there is. Yeah, the Twins have some exciting young talent, and they're a fun team to watch.
Scott Miller, Bleacher Report, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. I want to jump back to the National League, primarily the Central Division. I'm looking at that division right now. The Cubs are starting to find their stride. They're starting to put some runs on the board. They're plus 51 in run differential. They worked over the Cardinals the last few days. The Brewers swept the Mets. The Pirates are hanging in there, a game over 500. I think this division is going to be awful fun to watch. But right now, the Cubs look like they're starting to flex their muscles.
Yeah, they are. After a really bad start, first week of the season, they were like 1-6 or 1-7. They got hammered down in Texas the first series of the year, and everybody wondered, oh my gosh, it's almost like panic time in Chicago. But, like a lot of things in baseball, you give them a little bit of time to get their feet on the ground. And so far, as you say, they've taken over first place. Really impressive sweep over the weekend of the Cardinals. John Lester had been out with a pulled hamstring. They've got him back now. And, there's a lot to like. Chris Bryant, University of San Diego's Chris Bryant, hit a grand slam yesterday. And he, to me, is the guy on the Cubs to watch because, when they blew it in game 163 last year and kicked the division away, one reason they were down last year, Bryant just did not have a good year at all. And, he had hurt his shoulder in May. It was like he was playing with one good shoulder all year. His power just disappeared. If they're going to do what they hope they can do, they've got to have not just a healthy but a productive Chris Bryant. And, that grand slam yesterday, as Joe Madden would say, had to make both Bryant and the Cubs feel sexy.
No question about that. Well, Scotty, the big series, Padres, New York Mets, they get DeGrom tonight, Syndergaard tomorrow, and we'll see where the boys are at. Hopefully not a letdown. But, hey, thanks so much for the time. Great seeing you the other night. You look great, and look forward to catching up here real soon.
I'll hopefully see you at the ballpark tonight, and another one of those small moments over the course of 162-game season. That's a pretty good pitching matchup. Tonight you got DeGrom going against Chris Paddock. That should be a lot of fun out at Petco tonight.
Yeah, I would think they'd get more than the typical Monday night crowd with that matchup, but we'll have to wait and see. And hopefully there are predominantly Padre fans, not Met fans.
Well, they're working on it. It was fun to see three sellout crowds over the weekend, though. What a great atmosphere.
No question. Hey, thanks again, and have a great day.
You too, Coach. Thank you.
There you go. Scott Miller, a national baseball writer for Bleacher Report, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. You can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.